The Mountain West News Bureau is talking to friends and relatives of those who lost their lives to COVID-19. Today, Noah Glick has this memorial of Luis Frias, an international performer who settled down in Las Vegas to raise his family.
Luis Frias took his two daughters wherever he performed on tour. His eldest, Luisa, remembers playing on the beach in Australia and watching packed stadiums from the Superdome in New Orleans to Madison Square Garden.
A troop of six people to fill an entire stadium. I mean, they would get like standing ovations. They were amazing performers.
Luis Frias grew up in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and began training as a traditional folk dancer when he was 12. He left to perform his style of malambo around the world. He eventually settled down in Las Vegas, Nevada, and became a dealer in the casinos. Luisa says her dad was a kind and passionate man who loved really hard.
He would always wear his heart on his sleeve, so if he was upset, he would not be able to hide it.
She says that compassion is something he taught to both her and her younger sister.
He just gave us unconditional love. Just unconditional love. I don't think I really realized how amazing that is, and also how difficult that is to do as a parent, because now I'm a parent.
Her younger sister, Lauren, remembers how her dad was always there for her when she started doing shows at her performing arts high school.
He'd come to every show, and he would always have flowers on the first night, and then he'd show up by himself every night after that.
And she says it wasn't just family who got that love. Her friends did, too.
The friends that I've had specifically that didn't have a good relationship with the father sort of adopted my dad and loved him more. I think he was sort of a father figure to people that needed it, even if they didn't know they needed it.
Lauren is a dance instructor who moved to New Zealand 3 years ago, and she said her father didn't discourage her.
He said, do whatever you want, always.
And she says he always made sure to show his love and support every time they spoke on the phone.
He would say, I'm proud of you, I love you, you're doing such a good job. So he had this sort of like cluster of compliments and support that he would say at the end of each phone call. Almost like we weren't going to talk again.
She says her dad was rehabbing from complications stemming from his diabetes when he contracted the coronavirus. After a few days, he seemed to be on the mend. Then, she says, his lungs crashed again. Even then, Lauren says he was there for his daughters. Because of the pandemic, they couldn't see their dad in the hospital, but in one last phone call...
He didn't want us to, like, worry about him. And he said, you know, it's fine, I'm okay, let me go. Don't feel guilty, don't feel sad. You have your own life to live.
Lauren's sister, Luisa, says she was thankful they could have that chance to say goodbye.
I'm just trying to look at the silver lining in this situation. But it's been a month, and I still can't believe he's gone sometimes.
Luis Frias died on April 25th. He was 65. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.